Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's some Texas blues there. ZZ Top bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Pete Sepp. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Pete, NTU, tell the audience about NTU.
We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group that works for lower taxes and limited government at all levels. I've been there 25 years and 15 years on your Brain Trust.
Exactly, exactly. National Taxpayers Union, folks. Nobody works harder at making sure that the doing whatever they can to hold our taxes down, which I'm sure in favor of. Pete, we appreciate the hard work you guys do. One of the reasons why I'm always glad to give you voice on our show. One of the things we're talking about right now, Pete, is part of this legislative process that our government goes through. They're going to bump up against the spending cap again, aren't they, pretty soon?
Yeah, there's the issue of the legal ceiling on the national debt, statutorily, how much Congress can borrow. That's close to $17 trillion. Congress is going to hit that some point in mid-October, so there will be a debate about
this,
that.
Can we put this in perspective, Pete? Folks, about 6 or 7 years ago, I may be off a little bit, but not much, the national debt was $5 trillion, and GDP was about $10 trillion, double national debt. Today, national debt is over $16 trillion, and GDP is $16 trillion. Now, this is the issue we're dealing with right now. Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And there's another issue besides the debt ceiling. There are also spending caps. These were limitations on the growth of part of the federal budget, the annually appropriated part called discretionary spending, mostly. And they were agreed to in 2011. Congress was able to abide by these caps the first year they went into effect. We remember the whole business with sequestration. Well, enforcing the spending caps is what sequestration is all about. And, of course, now Congress is saying we can't live with these caps anymore. We have to get rid of them. The Senate has already passed a budget bill that basically ignores these 2011 budget caps that are supposed to be in effect for the next 8 or 9 years. And the House of Representatives, well, they keep going back and forth on what to do about them. This is the sleeper issue that people need to pay more attention to. There's Obamacare, there's the continuing resolution. Yes, those are important, but this is very important too, because if we can't keep these caps in place on just a part of federal budget, if Congress can't display a little bit of political will here to slow the growth rate, not cut, but slow the growth rate of spending in future years, then we're never going to get to the point where we can reform entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare.
So this, make sure we understand this: the spending we know what the budget deficit ceiling is. We know how that's different. And we know the difference. The continuing resolutions are, and the budget is where, you know, you're funding the government and you do it, if not with a full budget, with continuing resolutions. But the spending caps, tell us where that fits in again, quickly.
That's a 2011 law that Congress agreed to slow the growth rate of the so-called discretionary part of the federal budget.
Basically 20% of the budget, isn't it?
Well, closer to 40 because it includes defense, but yes,
okay, that's
only
right.
A
okay,
part
so
of
you're including defense and discretionary. The non-defense is about 20% because defense is about 20, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, so 40%, and you're saying people are already saying who is it? The Senate, the majority in the Senate are already saying they want to take those. They want to do away with those.
Yes, the majority in the Senate, the White House. Some Republicans in the House of Representatives who are saying we can't handle it with defense, we can't handle it with transportation spending. We got to spend
more. If we can't demonstrate this kind of discipline, we're in big trouble. I mean, we're already in big trouble, I think, Pete. But I mean, this is no discipline at all, isn't it?
That's correct. I mean, if they do away with these caps, say goodbye to any hope for reforming entitlement programs, reforming the tax system. It shows a lack of discipline.
Folks, and we've seen that movie, and the name of the movie is Grease, and it's not the one with John Travolta in it, by the way. It's the one we've been watching over across the water in the country of Grease. That's what America is going to look like, right, Pete?
Yeah, which is why we got to fight hard for these caps.
Got to keep working on it, Pete. Keep working hard. National Taxpayers Union, Pete Sepp is heading up part of the crew over there. Hey, thanks, Pete, for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.